It is the final full day of the summer season. Autumn arrives in the pre-dawn hours tomorrow, and somewhat ironically, tomorrow is likely to be the warmest day of the week. In the short term, temperatures have been held back a bit today. A disturbance is working its way through the northeast. It's this disturbance that brought clouds and even a couple of showers to our area today. And with those clouds around, temperatures are running a little bit on the cool side, but not really much below normal for this time of year. Moving through time, this disturbance will continue to work its way to our east. We'll see things clear out as we work through the late day and nighttime hours. So for tonight, we will have partly cloudy to mostly clear skies as high pressure regains control. Some areas of locally dense fog are likely, as temperatures fall back into the 40s to near 50 degrees. Some 30s are possible through portions of the Adirondacks. And moving into the day tomorrow, the first day of fall, we are looking for partly to mostly sunny skies, very pleasant conditions, nice low levels of humidity, with daytime high temperatures running generally in the 70s. The quiet weather continues through late tomorrow and tomorrow night. Even though a cold front is expected to come through, this front will have very little moisture to work with. So by Thursday, we're looking for another mainly sunny day. Temperatures will once again be up into the 70s, though it will be a little bit cooler, especially across the North Country on Thursday. In fact, some of the higher elevations may hold in the 60s for daytime highs. And moving into Friday, we will continue that cooler trend with daytime high temperatures running in the mid-60s to lower 70s as we wrap up the work week. And moving into the weekend, we will be monitoring a storm system that will be somewhere off the east coast, likely south of Long Island. If the storm happens to nudge a little bit farther north, we'll have the chance for some wet weather, but that's a storm that is still very uncertain in terms of track and intensity at this time. A quick check in the tropics, where Tropical Storm Ida remains basically in the middle of the ocean, so about 1,000 miles east of the Leeward Islands, and the storm is on a loop right now, so it's no threat to land. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50, some 30s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50, some 30s are possible in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the middle to upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains, and on Friday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.